Here's Chicot stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. In a couple of contests last night affecting our immediate Connecticut region, Maria Horn has won re-election to the House. Now, all these numbers have to be verified by the Secretary of State. The breakdown on how the voting went, Maria Horn won Cornwall 699 to 328, Kent 1127 to 690, Sharon 871 to 669, Salisbury 1704 to 811, and Norfolk 567 to 482. Brian Oler won Falls Village 330 to 318. He also won Torrington 1529 to 818, North Canaan 1135 to 514, and he won Goshen 636 to 436. The total vote count came out to be 7,072 for Horn, 6,605 for Oler. In the Connecticut State Senate District 30 race, Craig Miner defeated David Gronbach by 54% to 44%. And in the 5th Congressional District, Johanna Hayes defeated David X. Sullivan by 55% to 44%. Taking a look at election results in New York for Northeast Town Board, George K. defeated Clara Owens 589 votes to 525. Antonio Delgado is leading Kyle Van De Water in the 19th Congressional District race with all those votes counted. And Sue Serino is leading Karen Smythe in the 41st State Senate District. Those votes have yet to be pended, confirmed by the Secretary of State in New York. A Germantown teenager was airlifted to Albany Medical Center Saturday following an all-terrain vehicle accident in Germantown. The unidentified boy, 15, suffered a head injury after the quad he was riding crashed into a ditch. An unidentified girl, 15, from Germantown, was also riding on that ATV, was not injured. Germantown Fire Company and Northern Dutchess paramedics were sent by Columbia County 911 on Saturday to the accident scene on Church Avenue. In Lennox, talk centered now on reopening fully for K through 2 students, facing intense pressure from about 100 people who turned out, most of them elementary school parents, district leaders, and school committee members, have committed to exploring a potential full reopening of the kindergarten, first, and second grade for students as soon as possible under the district's hybrid model. Morris Elementary School attends school in person 5 half-days a week. And Connecticut is rolling back its items with dealing with COVID-19 due to the unprecedented rise in the state. The governor is scaling back Connecticut's reopening because of how fast COVID-19 is spreading once again. The announcement becomes effective on Friday, returning the number of stricter coronavirus restrictions on businesses, institutions, and gatherings that had applied from mid-June through early October. Public schools are unaffected. School districts will continue to have discretion to offer in-person and remote instruction. State health officials reported over 2,650 new cases of COVID last week alone between Friday and Sunday, 11 more hospitalizations and deaths each day. That increases a continued trend of growing community spread in recent weeks that has caused that alarm in the state. The Board of Education at Kent Center School regular meeting will be at 5 p.m. Dover Town Board meeting, special meeting at the Town Hall, will call the meeting to order. Town of Stanford notes from the supervisor, November 5th, bingo will be at the rec center. Stay in your car, play bingo hosted by the Dutchess County and Town. Seniors from Stanfordville and sister town of Pine Plains are invited. The event will begin at 1. Stay tuned out for more details. Sharon Parks and Recreation is meeting on Thursday. That meeting is set for 6 p.m. Sharon Board of Recreation and Youth meeting is included in that meeting. You can celebrate Veterans Day on Saturday, November 7th. The Pine Plains American Legion Post and Pine Plains VFW Post celebrating, which falls on Wednesday early this year, on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the American Legion Hall 9 North Main Street in Pine Plains. There'll be a guest speaker to be announced along with veterans-related readings. Students from Stissing Mountain Junior Senior High School plan to be present, dressed in different military garb from throughout U.S. history, so you can celebrate Veterans Day on Saturday the 7th. The community is invited, though asked to respect social distancing protocols and wear face masks due to the pandemic. An art opening at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon by Karen Lesage is happening on November 7th from 3 until 5 p.m. Also on the 7th in Cornwall, At 3 to 4, fresh air book signing by Jackie Schiller at the Wish House. On Saturday, the South Armenia Church, continuing their popular annual autumn event, providing takeout from 3 until 5 p.m. at the Parish Hall, South Armenia Road. In addition to the charcoal roasted roast beef, the menu includes mixed salad, rolls, baked potatoes, green beans, and homemade desserts. $15 for takeout meals. Reservations are requested at 845-789-1206 or 845-877-3939. The pumpkin trail at the Sharon Audubon Center is going to be running through November the 8th, sunrise to sunset. Families are come to walk around the grounds at 325 Cornwall Bridge Road in Sharon and view carved and decorated entries. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 27,480.03, the NASDAQ at 11,160.57, and the S&P 500 at 3,369.02. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.